Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Troy joins us today for Am I Wrong? Good morning, Troy. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Troy. We're great.
I'm great. Megan brought coffee because she was late.
Yeah.
What?
Just another day.
Yeah. What's going on with you, Troy? What's the problem?
So, my significant other, her name is Anna. We've been together for a while now. She's got a big, problem with bugs. She's always like, anytime she sees a bug, she gets super freaked out, and she calls in Big Daddy to come take care of the bug.
Wait a minute. Who's Big Daddy in this scenario?
You're Big Daddy.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. All right, Big Daddy.
Oh, yikes.
Anyway, she calls me in. The problem is, she doesn't want me to kill the bug. She wants me to capture it and then, release it back into the wilderness so it can go back to its, natural habitat.
She wants you to save it.
If it were up to me, I would just take a shoe and smash the thing.
Smash the thing. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
But she wants me to catch it, let it go, put it outside. You know, anytime I see a bug, I fell off the toilet the other day trying to catch a beetle with a cup. It just wasn't easy, and am I wrong in thinking, I'm on the verge of telling her, listen, you either need to take care of the bug yourself, or you need to let me do it my own way.
Right, and Big Daddy do his job. I get it.
Bugs have feelings,
Am I wrong in thinking that?
All right, let's call Anna here. I'm with you, buddy. I'm look, if you want me to get rid of the bug, you got to let me do it my own way. Let's call Anna and find out what's going on here, okay?
Great.
Hello?
Anna.
Yeah.
Good morning. Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm really good. This is really weird. Who is this?
It is weird. Anna, my name's Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, my God. You called me. I'm on the radio. I've called you so many times, and I never get through. I can't believe this.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Why did you call us?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just always try to win stuff, and I don't win.
Oh.
Wait, are you playing a trick on me?
No, we're not,
no,
actually. We're
no
just
tricks.
Okay. I was nervous for a second.
We've got big...
Wow.
Hi, how are you?
This is the coolest thing. Okay, hi.
Oh, hi. Look, this is cool, too. We've got Big Daddy Troy on the phone, too.
Big Daddy Troy? Is that, his new nickname?
Apparently, that's what he calls him. Troy, are you there?
I am there. Come on, babe. You know that's what the nickname is around the house.
Yeah,
wow,
apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, listen, Anna, Troy called us up because he had a little bit of a complaint. He wanted us to talk to you a little bit about it.
Oh, okay. What's wrong?
He told us that when there's a bug in the house, that you want him to always save them instead of just kill them. And he feels like he wants to do it his way instead of your way.
Which is just smash him with a shoe.
You can't kill them. It's just wrong. I mean, they can't die. I mean, I know it's just a bug, but it's alive, and they can't help that they're in the house. It's not their fault. They don't know.
Sometimes it is their fault, though.
Why is it not their fault that they're in your house?
Because it's they're just bugs. They don't understand what a house is, do you think? I mean,
I
they don't
they
know.
Understand.
I kind of agree with that.
Anna, are you okay?
It's a big deal to me, and I don't feel like Troy understands that.
No, I understand. She does this a lot, guys.
It's a big deal.
All right, hang on.
I mean, it's obviously very important to her. Clearly.
It really is. Really, God, I hate to hear what her feelings on geckos. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. If you're getting rid of bugs, should you capture and release, or can you just smash them with a shoe? Amber, good morning. How are you? What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I actually had a huge problem with spiders. My husband and I, when we were dating, we went on a canoe, and I almost flipped the canoe over trying to avoid these spiders. And he's the one that has to rescue me, quote.
Yeah.
But he wants to be the one, he actually wants to save the spider because he likes to save spiders. But I don't give a crap. I just rather him just kill them.
Yeah.
Get them away from me. But
I'm with you. Like in my house, if there's a bug and somebody screams, either my wife or one of my two children, it's like, daddy, come kill it. Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's this thing's got to die.
I think it just depends on what it is, though. Like if it's a spider or something that's going to bite you, then you don't want it to be alive and in your house.
Right. Well,
he saves roaches. Anything. He's just like, I guess it's from his mom. His mom loves animals or whatever, and he just is like, well, you know, this
roaches aren't animals.
Yeah, sorry. I am like the biggest freak when it comes to animals, and I do not like roaches.
Yeah.
I know. No, but I think it's up to whoever has to handle the bug. If they want to spend the time to catch it. And it seems to me like she really doesn't have a problem with bugs. It seems like she really, really likes them. That's why she
just doesn't want them in the house.
Let them be.
No, but I know people like that. I know people that don't want them in the house, but also don't want them dead. And those are just really high maintenance people.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Amber. We appreciate it. Zachary from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Oh, great. Thanks so much for asking. What'd you want to say, Zachary?
So I just wanted to say you really have to be selective about the bugs that you kill in your home because it can actually backfire on you.
How do you mean?
Wow.
Well, what I mean by that is they have those spiders that carry the baby eggs on them, and I have killed one of those bad boys in my living room, and next thing you know, it's flooded with, you know, hundreds of spiders. Or if you accidentally kill a stink bug, you know, you're going to be paying for it in the long run. So it's better to probably just capture them and let them go.
Oh, my God.
But I mean, that spider that had the babies, it would have had the babies eventually, so...
Very true.
You know?
Well, that's when you got to get the vacuum and just suck. You know, have you ever done that? Like you get the Dyson out and you're like, thoom. We've done that for like the larger bugs that just don't. Sometimes you hit a bug and it's so big, especially here in Florida, that it just doesn't kill. It just
if
doesn't
it goes
die.
Into your vacuum, it still probably can live in there.
Right. But you can empty the vacuum and take it out to the trash.
Oh.
Hey, Katie from the West Side. Good morning. How are you? You have to double bag it, though, because it'll escape.
Got it.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. What do you want to say about killing bugs?
Well, my husband is a vegetarian, and I'm not. I will smash the crap out of a bug, and if I call him to come deal with it, he will pick it up and remove it outside. I totally respect that. I think that's great, but don't ask me to do it.
Right.
I think if she wants him removed outside, she should take on the responsibility of being the bug remover.
Yeah.
Or if she wants him to handle it, he can handle it his own way.
Right. Like if it's your house and you see a spider, you're going to smash it with a hammer and then go eat a cheeseburger. And
or if I'll just ignore it or burn the whole thing down.
Yeah, or burn them. Right. You know. That's the other thing. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Jeremy, good morning. Jeremy, what do you want to say?
And, I'm fully agreeing with Anna. You definitely don't need to kill bugs every time you see one. You know, life is life. It's a cosmic turnaround. How would you feel if you were that bug?
You know, I would feel, I don't know that bugs feel anything, do they?
Yes.
I mean, they've got eyes, brain. Why wouldn't they feel something?
Yeah, of course they feel.
I mean, Mark? I don't feel like they feel the way we feel.
Don't
they're
be
not,
rude.
They're
no,
not.
Probably not. You're right on that. But, you know, you don't have to kill something every time you see it. Why not just catch it and let it go?
Yeah, I agree. You don't have to. I feel like I said before, it just depends on what it is.
All right, here's the thing. If it's a gecko, okay.
Oh my God, why would you kill a gecko? They're so
cute.
Can
I finish my sentence?
I was just going to say, don't kill a gecko.
Okay, I was going to say, before I was so rudely interrupted, if it's a gecko, you just stomp on it. No, I'm just kidding. If it's a gecko, I capture it with a cup or I'll get like a rag and I'll throw it on top of it, you know, and I'll carry it back outside and I'll release it back to the wild because I feel that's an animal.
Yeah.
But if it's like a roach or something, then that thing's mean as maker, man.
Yeah.
Its cosmic journey is over. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Yeah.
I mean, I can agree with you to a certain extent, but I don't really draw the line as far as, it's a bug, it deserves to die, it's a gecko, it deserves to live.
Not that it deserves to die, it's just more convenient to kill it than it is. Like, here's the other thing, too. If you kill a gecko, I mean, that makes a big mess.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You pee it all after you kill a gecko.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. PETA's going to come knocking on your door. They're going to be like, you can't Instagram it or anything. It's horrible. Hey, thanks so much for your call. Have you seen, by the way, Megan, I saw this on Facebook the other day. It's called the Bug Assault. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a shotgun. It's like a plastic shotgun that you fill with salt. And it shoots like a little tiny of salt. Like 6 or 7 feet. So if you see a bug, you don't even have to like hit it with a shoe anymore. You just cock it and you shoot it and the salt just kills the bug. And if it's on food or something, it's totally okay because you're just shooting salt. So if you're having a picnic and there's...
I mean, even if there's not salt, I don't want a bug on my food regardless.
No, I understand that. But let's say you're having a picnic, okay?
Oh, okay. And
what do you like to eat at picnics?
That's a normal thing for me to
do. What's your favorite picnic food?
I don't have picnics. I'm freaking 30 years old.
Let's say you're having a picnic and a fly lands on your Bloody Mary, okay?
Okay.
All right. You don't want to take a shoe or something and hit your Bloody Mary for the risk of your Bloody Mary spilling everywhere.
Yeah.
So you get the bug assault and you shoot the salt at the bug. It knocks it off your Bloody Mary, and it also adds a little flavor to it.
You're really into this. Did you invent this?
No, but I really, like, I was going to buy one
yesterday.
Are you
selling them? Like,
Savannah, you saw it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Savannah knows all about it.
You both have too much time on your hands.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.